back at Dr. Deering Stadium. This game had everything, including longevity. 2 hours and about 40 minutes of game time. But what a game. Oh, my goodness. First quarter was scoreless. Second quarter, Joe Baker scored from 29 yards out on just a dive off a left tackle. 2:56 left to go in a half, and Danvers had broken open a 7-0 lead. They broken open the tie game, I should say, and took a 7-0 lead. That was it at halftime. Each team dominating on defense, as the Falcons had only 73 yards of offense in that first half. Haverhill, 97. Boisin was 3 out of 8 for 42 yards in the first half. Farrell, 8 for 15 for 52 yards. He carried the ball 12 times for 34 yards. But then, second half was a different story. As on the opening drive of the second half, it was Farrell to Surrett that covered 30 yards. 5 plays, 53-yard drive at 10:34 to go early in the third quarter. Haverhill had tied the game. But Baker came back for the Falcons with 5:29 left to go in the third, and that was just a 3-play, 31-yard drive that gave Danvers a 14-7 lead. Still in the third quarter, once again, it was James Farrell to Adrian Surrett, a captain. This one covered, it was 12 plays and 65 yards, and I didn't write down the touchdown actual yardage on that one. I'll make sure I get it in our final stats. But it was Farrell to Surrett for the second time, 1:26 left to go in the third, and Haverhill had tied the game. But it was Gasanowski making his presence known, as he always does, for the Danvers Falcons big time in the fourth quarter. Owen Gasanowski, a junior, scored from 5 yards out, finishing off an 11-play, 74-yard drive that included a fake punt by Gasanowski on fourth down that got him a first down in that drive. So at that point, 21-14, Danvers was out in front. And then, after making several big stops on defense, the Falcons got the ball back deep in their own zone and had to give up a safety with only 2:17 left to go in the game. But that was it. Even though it was first and goal from the 9-yard line, late in the game, the Falcons were able to hold. Terrific defensive night for Danvers. They go to 1-1. Haverhill drops to 1-1. Falcons' next game will be at Reading Friday night at 7 p.m. Haverhill travels to St. John's Prep on Friday night at 7 p.m. And next Friday will be over at Bishop Fenwick. Swampscott will be playing there.